Wisconsin company Johnson Controls recently announced that they'll be merging with Tyco International. The new firm will maintain its operational headquarters in Milwaukee, but its legal global headquarters will move to Ireland. That change of address is expected to mean $150 million less in U.S. taxes that will be paid each year. The merger is also expected to save the company's $500 million in the first 3 years.
This particular type of merger is called a corporate inversion. The purpose is for an American company to merge with a foreign company, which is often the smaller of the two, but then charter the new entity in the home country with more favorable corporate tax rates. Johnson Controls is just the most recent example of this type of maneuver.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is a co-sponsor of legislation that would make it harder to do that. Senator Baldwin, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to join you.
What was your first reaction when you heard about the Johnson Control merger with Tyco?
Well, my first reaction was, where are they going to have their official corporate headquarters? Because we quickly learned that this was going to constitute a corporate inversion, which is a sort of fancy phrase for moving your headquarters to take advantage of tax loopholes that allow you not to pay U.S. corporate taxes. And that's of great concern to me. You know, I certainly have lots of other questions about the Johnson Controls-Tyco merger with regard to jobs in Wisconsin and how they will be impacted, the spinoffs they're planning, and all of those things that I hope to dig into at greater length. But the headline of the corporate inversion caused me great distress.
Now, you're a co-sponsor of the Stop Corporate Inversions Act of 2015. What would change if that measure becomes law?
Well, it would prohibit many companies that use this tax loophole from doing so. You can purchase, it seems, or merge with a small company based overseas and move, rid yourself of the obligation to pay U.S. taxes on very sizable portions of your corporate profits. And, you know, in my mind, corporate tax inversions are a perfect example of how the game is rigged and why we need tax reform that focuses on rewarding work instead of just wealth. If we think about the impact, in this case, I've heard it written in the coverage of this proposed merger that up to $150 million could be, you know, not paid in corporate federal taxes. Well, what does this mean? It means that tax dollars that provide tax credits for research and development or investments in transportation infrastructure, things that these companies rely on, are going to be shouldered, or the burden's going to have to be shouldered by individual taxpayers and other corporations that remain headquartered in the U.S.
Now, some business leaders have said that this kind of tax aversion, corporate inversion, is essentially logical business sense, that taxes are higher here, so you relocate to a country with lower taxes. In Ireland, for instance, where Johnson Controls is relocating their 12.5% to the U.S.'s 35%, what do you say to that?
Well, I say a couple of things. First of all, we just have to get the facts right, and because there are so many loopholes written into the tax code, you know, that it's been rigged in a way that even though the marginal rate in the U.S. is higher for corporations than in other countries, the effective rate, what they actually end up paying, is often much lower. And we've seen headlines over the past decade or so about some of the most profitable companies on earth, you know, based in the U.S., paying almost none in corporate tax. And so that's, you know, that's very, very troublesome to me, especially, again, when the burden becomes shifted to families and individuals who, as we all know, have seen very little increase in their salaries and wages in recent years. So, you know, these are loopholes for the most profitable. They clearly are rigging the system in a way that rewards wealth, not the hard labor and work that American families, engage in. I think, additionally, many of these same companies that are inverting have reaped the benefit of federal tax credits for their, their research and development and other activities, and now don't want to pay their fair share towards those very benefits that they've enjoyed. So it's very troublesome to me.
Senator Ron Johnson has said that the answer is to lower corporate taxes. He says that takes away the incentive companies have to move their headquarters out of the country. Is that a straightforward solution?
You know, I certainly support the enterprise of tax reform. We have a system right now that is riddled with loopholes, oftentimes as a result of the lobbying of powerful interests to rewrite the rules. And so I certainly support tax reform, but I support corporate tax reform in a form that is that brings greater fairness within the U.S. tax system, that rewards work, not just wealth, and demands that everyone do their fair share for the investments we want to make. And so I don't just look at the United States versus this country or that country. I look at what we all need to do to pitch in together and to have a fair tax system.
We're talking with Senator Tammy Baldwin right now, talking about corporate tax inversions. And I want to read a quote of yours here. In a statement, you had said, powerful special interests have rigged the rules with corporate tax loopholes like inversions. Again, a reference to special interests. What special interests are you referring to?
Almost depends on the loophole that you're talking about. Sometimes it's narrow groups of folks. Let's take, for example, the carried interest tax loophole. That tax loophole allows hedge fund managers on Wall Street and elsewhere some private equity firms to pay a lower tax rate than many hard workers in our society, teachers, truck drivers, nurses. That is a very narrow loophole, but it is impactful, and it's certainly an example of a loophole that places a greater value, societal value, on wealth than on hard work. And that's something that we should bring an end to, which is why I introduced the legislation to close that very, very loophole.
And what kind of response have you been seeing in Wisconsin for the Stop Corporate Inversions Act that you've co-sponsored?
For that, I think that because we are a state that has seen dozens of corporate inversions in the last decade, many of which involved Wisconsin businesses that employ significant numbers of people in our state, that there is great support for bringing greater scrutiny to this. I think of some of the larger examples of that. We have Eaton Corp from Milwaukee, Trane in La Crosse. Now this proposal where Johnson Controls would invert, but Tyco, which employs many people in Wisconsin, has already done so, and that's that's troublesome already. You know, they started in the 90s when Tyco turned itself into a subsidiary of a very small firm from Bermuda, and shifted its tax address to Bermuda. And then it moved to Switzerland and then Ireland in 2014. This is very problematic, especially when these corporations benefit from the tax expenditures in the United States.
And before we let you go, Senator Baldwin, last night, obviously, the Iowa caucus results coming in a bit of a surprise to a lot of people. Ted Cruz coming out on top for the GOP and an essential dead heat for Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. What did you make of the results?
Well, let's start with the Democratic side. I would say that, first of all, the turnout was higher than many predicted. And I think that means that the Democratic activists in Iowa were very engaged. I expect us to see that throughout this country as the presidential primary progresses. You know, I think as we, you may know and your listeners may know that I have endorsed Hillary Clinton. I'm a strong supporter of hers. And I think as we move to other states this spring, Hillary Clinton's advantages will become more and more clear. I think she worked hard. She listened. She proposed solutions to the problems that she heard about. And so I think that this is, this is something that we're going to see her strengths and her advantages become more clear throughout the primary season. I think that the polls were all wrong with regard to the Republican side. It was interesting to see how many predicted a different result, that Trump would win rather than Ted Cruz. So I think a lot of people are trying to understand why that was and what that means.
Senator Baldwin, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin.